JSWV Radio. Yes, indeed. Let me hear you, New Mexico. Welcome to the morning show. It's our distinct honor and privilege to welcome two wonderful individuals who are here with us today that are going to help us navigate the waters to get some help if we've been affected and impacted by the wildfires. We'd like to welcome Renee Chavez-Mayes, who's the Crisis Counselor Team Lead for LifeLink Training Institute, and Carol Luna Anderson, who's a Program Manager for the LifeLink Training Institute. Welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I'm very excited that we are able to have this conversation because there are those in need that have been affected and that have been impacted by the Hermit's Peak, Calf Canyon, McBride, and Sedona wildfires. And I'm so thankful that we're going to be able to speak about how they can get help. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about who you are, our special guests, and what you do, and a little bit about your organization. And so why don't I start with you, Renee? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization, and then I'll talk with Carol about hers.
Absolutely. Good morning, everyone. So my name is Renee Chavez-Mayes. I'm a certified peer support worker, and I'm a trained crisis counselor with the LifeLink Training Institute FEMA Crisis Counseling Program. And I have been on this project. I've been with LifeLink now for a little over 2 years, and I am passionate about reaching my community. I'm a helper, and I have an amazing team of about 15 CPSWs, certified peer support workers, who are also very passionate about helping people, whether it's over the phone or face-to-face or just navigating resources across our counties throughout New Mexico. And yeah. So that's a little bit about me. Great. I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah. Well, fabulous. Welcome to the program. Carol, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role, my friend.
Yes, thank you so much. Well, I have been in Santa Fe for, let's say 60 some odd years, and have been involved in behavioral health programs dealing with, behavioral health issues, mental health, substance use, and supportive housing. And after leaving an organization after a number of years that actually did direct services, we established the program LLTI, or LifeLink Training Institute, in order to provide outreach, educational activities, and really focus a lot on the workforce development, utilizing individuals with lived experience. And those are the certified peer support workers. A couple of years ago, when we became really involved with the pandemic and a lot of folks were displaced, the Behavioral Health Services Division of our state under Health and Human Services got a funding through FEMA to provide training for professionals that were certified peer support workers to actually provide emotional support and reach out utilizing crisis counseling. It's different than crisis counseling if you are a master's level therapist. This is crisis counseling having to do with disasters. And so once the situation happened with the wildfires in our state, which have just been devastated, and then on top of that, having the flooding situation, the state again reached out and got the funding to provide the emotional support, referral, and crisis counseling provided by the peer support workers. And so that's the work that we're doing right now. And as you met, Renee is our team lead, and we have certified peer workers who are throughout the state. And they travel, they work on the phone, but the whole intent is to reach out for anyone who is needing support or who needs referral information for obtaining assistance.
Well, thank you, Renee, and thank you, Carol, for what you do to help people. I know that the workload is immense. Just looking at the Calf Canyon statistics alone, not including all the other ones, but Calf Canyon, 341,735 acres burned. And just that's just one fire. all the other fires added up. I don't know if we're approaching potentially millions of acres, but the point is, it was a tragedy, a disaster that has affected so many families and so many people. And now we're seeing during the summer, with the rains coming, flooding, and people being affected by flooding. Now, let's talk a little bit about, Renee, I know you are traveling the state, you're visiting with communities, and we're going to be talking about how people can get help in just a moment. But what are you hearing when you visit with families, Renee, and you talk to them about their experience?
You know, that's the most powerful part of what I do. You know, families aren't just, you know, it's not like they've only been there 5 to 10 years. These families have been in these, in this land for centuries. I mean, you know, generations. And so a lot of the, you know, it doesn't matter what age, but we're speaking with a lot of elderly, and they, you know, they're devastated for many reasons, as you can imagine. I mean, they're not working anymore, and it's hard to move a sandbag or a, you know, sometimes you can't even get service or signals on your phone. I get one lady that comes to mind. She has to go to the local grocery store to call me because she doesn't get service. And they're just, you know, they're scared, and they don't know what to do or how to navigate the systems, because there's so many numbers, there's so many different processes. And so, you know, one of my team members was telling me how he was talking with this gentleman and the frustration in his face and his eyes. And something he hadn't realized is that he told my colleague, he said, you know, what am I going to do? These trees will never be back in my lifetime. You know, they're gone, you know? And it was just mind blowing, because it was like, oh yeah, that's true. Like, their scenery, their atmosphere, the way they breathe in air, I mean, it's all changed. And then on top of their properties and the smoke damage and the now the flooding. And so, living in constant, are they going to uproot me from my home again and put me somewhere else while these things pass? And so the stories are the most powerful part of the whole situation. And that, if that's all we can do, is sit and listen to them, because they want to be heard, they want to be seen, and giving them that time on the phone or in person is priceless to them. And we get a lot of them that just want to call and talk about their land and their experience.
I have some follow-up questions to talk about on that, but why don't we share some very important information? I know there's a website and a phone number that people can go to connect with help. Why don't we share it?
Yes, the website is helpishearenm.org. And so there's lots of information, there's referral information, there's contact names, and ways that we can provide assistance. The phone number is 505-954-1057, and someone is available 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day.
Great. Well, help is here, nm.org, and 505-954-1057. Visiting with Renee Chavez-Maez, Carol Luna Anderson. If you've been displaced from your home and you live in Mora, Colfax, Lincoln, San Miguel, or Valencia counties, help is here for you and support is available. Now, these free services include disaster coping skills and stress management, as I can see here, individual and group crisis counseling, emotional support, crisis response, and referral to treatment and resources, and more. Are the hours of operation available every day, and what are they? What are the hours?
Yeah, it's we're available to answer the phone. We also go in person, but it's from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. But there are a number of events that are taking place right now, trying to get the word out, trying to make supplies available, trying to give information, trying to help with the FEMA registrations so that folks can, you know, apply for financial support as well. And so what our role is to also be navigators with the individuals and families, as Renee was saying, because it's not just one organization that is really taking the time to reach out. We are partnering with many, many programs, and they come together so that if one has something that can help, great. If they don't, then we want to be able to give a referral and not leave people just in not knowing what it is. And so that's what we are truly making an effort to do. And if we don't know, we'll work to find out. The peers are great at gleaning information from wherever we can.
Now, is that Monday through Friday or 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Great. Okay, so 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every single day. Now, Renee, as a follow-up, I know you've been, both of you and Carol have been visiting with families and with people, and they're sharing their life stories. Many of the people that we've talked to have shared their stories that they depend on, what was in the freezer to get them through the whole year to eat. Their freezer's burned down. Their meat has been lost. Or maybe the electricity was cut to their home by the fire and the meat spoiled. And, you know, they've been saving this meat for years. The livestock, you know, where do they go to graze now? And the way of life, you have to be hearing some of these stories as well.
You know, that is the major part of the stories, because if you've ever been to Mora or Lincoln or, San Miguel, the lush lands, right, is how the people live, right, because of the livestock and the country life and farm life. And we partner with over 52 organizations that are currently, if one organization isn't, doing sandbags and helping elders replace or, even recruiting young people to come alongside of them as well to volunteer to help go out to the rural areas and find those that are impacted and not able to communicate, from cleaning supplies to trying to get water out there to the fire departments and things like that. But it's going to be a long recovery. And so, everybody is feeling it. And with the flooding, more issues are coming up. You know, livestock's been lost. The application process, is confusing. Sometimes, you put the application in and it's not that it's rejected. It's just, it was incomplete. And so you have to start over, but sometimes people think it's a rejection. So that's why we are key in being the middleman between the organizations that are helping people restore, the things that they can, and applications and questions, because we'll answer that phone, we'll do our best to find the answers, and just be a bridge between the individual and the right organization that's helping with that particular need at the time. So, but yes, that is the story.
What I appreciate from you, Renee and Carol, is that you're real people. And people can connect with real people that can connect them with resources that they may need. You mentioned the number of partners that you have and resources that you can connect them to. So no matter what it is, I'm sure you've probably heard it or seen it all, and you can help them with whatever questions that they might have.
Yeah. And if we can't, what's awesome of having a team of 15 amazing CPSWs is that we have a group chat, and when you're on the phone with somebody and they're, you can't find the answer, I can literally put it into the chat, where do we get, water right now in San Miguel? And then, within minutes, somebody's on that chat saying, call there. So we're networking with one another to serve the larger community. And so, you know, that's the most powerful part, is because we're all emotionally invested. And, you know, until you put your feet on the ground out there and you see the scar and you feel the people and you look at how frail they are and what they've been through. Wow. And the resiliency, because people are strong, you know, it's just, we're invested. For sure.
Now, please call, folks, if you've been impacted by the Hermit's Peak, Calf Canyon, McBride, or Sedona wildfires. Help is here, nm.org. And the phone number is 505-954-1057. You can connect with Renee and Carol and many other wonderful people that are here to help you. And, you know, no matter what question you might have, just ask, and they can help guide you in the right direction. And it's real people. It's not like press one and then press two and then you're there for an hour talking to a computer or a phone. It's real people that are here. And I just want to say thank you for what you do. Now, I want to remind listeners that there's also support, not only in English, but also in Spanish. Can I?
Yes.
You have people that speak Spanish that can help people that speak Spanish. So you got it all. Now,
si se puede.
There you go. What do we, what do we tell people when maybe they come from a family that isn't used to asking for help? I know that there are some families that, you know, may be saying, well, I could do it on my own, and just pushing themselves too hard or maybe too proud to ask for help. What do you say to someone out there that's listening that might be in that particular space?
You know, help is here and it's available, and there's no judgment, and a lot, you know, we all are built for one another. No man is an island. I mean, we're stronger together, and it's better to reach out and see if we can help and walk alongside of you, because, you know, even for the strongest of the strong, to have someone walk alongside of you and give you, you know, added resource to your already, you know, strengthened, you know, system that you already are maintaining. It's just going to make the recovery that much smoother, and you're going to feel supported. And so how about you, Carol? What do you think?
I think that's one of the real special connections that we have made an effort to do. And that is that there are times when all of us have to reach out. Things happen, and we just need to not be prideful, but to recognize that, you know, and even if there isn't that immediate, I can't rebuild your house today, I can't, you know, secure some of the things that you need in order to continue with your life, but I'm here with you. And having individuals that have a lived experience of experiencing different types of trauma in their life, different types of emotional injury, they have experience with, let's say, some mental health issues. Many of us have been depressed or we've been anxious over time. And that's what a lot of experience that is found in individuals who reach out, because what we do is we share with each other. And as Renee was saying, together we can do it. Many times what I have heard is that someone just wanted to talk. They just wanted to be able to express that frustration about something that was totally outside of their control. And having a voice and being able to say that, but also having someone who can really empathize and who can be with you, it just is really uplifting.
If you've been impacted by the Hermit's Peak, Calf Canyon, McBride, or Sedona wildfires, you can call 505-954-1057 or visit helpishere.nm.org to be connected with wonderful people, wonderful New Mexicans like Renee and Carol. And I got to say that there's probably a spectrum of feelings that people are experiencing. Depression, anger, being enraged, maybe feeling stuck, maybe not knowing how to get out, and having someone to be able to talk to and to help get through that, and to also possibly connect to resources that can help. You guys are doing amazing work.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yes, we certainly appreciate it.
Now, I know you've talked a little bit about, the resources that can be provided, but what are some of, can we just spend a few more moments just talking about that a little bit more, about some of the resources that you have been able to connect people with again? So people that might just be tuning in right now, they say, what can I be connected to? What kind of help can I get? Some of the things that you've been
doing. So we see a lot of right now individuals needing, of course, sandbags or help in, I don't know if you install a sandbag, but placing sandbags in the, you know, where they need to be, and not having, you know, be maybe a little elderly or just maybe an injury or something. And so we get a lot of those people needing that, and people needing water supply. And so directing them to where those will be. Individuals that have needing cleaning supplies because of the smoke and the smell. You can imagine how much cleaning and clothing and laundry detergent and things that, you know, you need to get your house smelling decent again after all that smoke. So hygiene, you know, things like curtains and pillowcases, things that, you incur after a long period of time, and then all of a sudden, you know, you need everything all over again, pillows and stuff like that. And so that's what we see the most of. You know, there's been school supplies and stuff requested, and you know, you just your basic needs that because of all of the other expenses, some things that go unnoticed fall through the cracks. So just connecting people to those things has been the most. So that's what we see the most.
Well, thank you, Renee and Carol. Just again, want to let people know they can go to a wonderful resource, helpisherein.org, or call 505-954-1057, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every single day, 7 days a week. Free services to be able to get help. And there's emotional support, crisis response, counseling, disaster coping skills, stress management, and being able to be connected to resources that Renee talked about, and more. Any final thoughts for our listening audience? Why don't we start with you, Carol, as we conclude this morning. But anything you want to share with our listeners before we finish this morning?
I think just really encouraging everyone that people are really here to help you. We are also trying to make sure that we can communicate. There is some amazing restoration happening. There are groups coming in that are going to help to clear the land, that are going to really make a difference over and over. So we're trying to make sure that we are aware of those things so that we can communicate it as well. But also just to encourage everyone, when things like this happen, your emotions do get involved, and we're here to help. You know, if you feel like you just want to be angry, then you can talk to one of us and be angry. You can express yourself. And it's okay. This has been just an amazingly devastating situation, and we're here to help and want to help.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carol. Renee, how about you?
You know, I just echo everything that Carol said. And if you find yourself, you know, needing to get out and do something, you can also call this number, and we can connect you to these organizations that are, you know, nonprofits and things of that nature who are getting ready to, you know, engage and help move. And, you know, if you want to partner with them and get out and help your community, we can connect you to those organizations as well by calling the number and just letting them know, hey, how can I get involved? And so that's also a possibility.
Great. Well, we've been visiting with Renee Chavez-Maez, Crisis Counselor Team Lead for the LifeLink Training Institute, and Carol Luna Anderson, who's a Program Manager for the LifeLink Training Institute. I'm often told by my friends and other visitors that come to visit us in New Mexico how beautiful our state is, how beautiful our culture is, how beautiful our people are. And Renee and Carol, it's because of you and the wonderful people that you're working with to help people that just really sets us apart. You know, I'm here, Dr. Arturo Gonzalez and Larry Martinez on the radio on a program called Health Para Todos. They say we could do this because we're New Mexicans, not New Mexicans. And you're helping a lot of people. And we want to say thank you because of what you do and everyone involved in your organization. Very important resources are available and accessible. And we thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
Thank you, New Mexico.
Again, help is here, nm.org. We're here to help. Call 505-954-1057. If you've been impacted by the Hermit's Peak, Calf Canyon, McBride, or Sedona wildfires, real people are here from our community to help you. This is KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM and 810 AM.